and innerwear. One jailer noted, quote, I immediately considered that he defecated on himself before noticing a familiar shape in the form of a pistol in his boxers. Roberts now faces additional charges, including receiving stolen property and carrying a concealed weapon.
You know what? If he could get that all the way up there, I'm sure he'll do fine in prison.
Kids, not where you carry the gun. If that goes off, you're going to be in a world of trouble. And that is all the time that we got.
All right.
PJ Weston, great having you. We will
Derek,
get you back in here
me.
Soon. I am Derek Gary. Lisa Nichols is back next week. Until then, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
My name is Phil. I am here bringing you 3 hours of great local music. We have guests coming in. Psychic Dog is going to be performing around 10:30. But in the meantime, we have this.
Such a to drag, drag, drag. Royal aberrations on the Ellen. Such as Shem, Shem, Shem. Holy roller coaster on the howling of Spain. Never let him hold you back. You can never let him hold you back. Keep on coming back. We keep coming back. Coming like a heart attack.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt
like
breaking
down.
We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
It was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This world ain't a place for dreams, not for people like you and me. I go downtown on a weeknight. I comb my hair, I wear something tight. Couple drinks and I feel alright. But I'd rather be home. I picture you and you're far away. The pressure mounts and the edges fray. Some things we do for love, some things we do for pay. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. Oh, oh. Never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Oh, oh. I write a poem on my lunch break. It's something small, but that's all it takes. Fold it up and I throw it away. It's for me alone. I picture you, it comes easily. It's something small, it's a luxury. We'll take a day.
Go out and you're
like you and me.
We'll be right back.
Hello, that was Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas with Fistful. Before that was Red Red Rocket with I Get Up. Matthew Connor gave you Night After Night and Parlor Bells, starting that all off with Never Let Them Hold You Back. That means you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Phil, and I have a special guest in here. He is going to talk to us about the New England Blues Summit.
Yeah, very much. My name is Dave Riley, and we're all very excited about this year's summit. We got a lot of great blues musicians that will be playing.
Yeah, you have local and national artists, so that's really cool.
Yeah, among the national acts, we have Anthony Gomes, all the national acts are also international as well.
Right.
So on Friday night, on April 28th, we have Anthony Gomes, and then after that is Tommy Castro and Mike Zito. Those two are very well-known blues musicians, but they're doing a special tour called the Six Strings Down Tour, and they're going to have a stop at the summit with that.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then on the Saturday night, the national acts, we have our... Actually, one of them is local. I should say a bunch of them are local, actually, because we have Anthony Gerasi, who is the keyboardist for Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And Anthony has a record out called 50 Shades of Blue, and it's in support of that record. And not only is he going to be playing, but also Mike Welch, who's best known as Monster Mike Welch.
Oh, yeah, Monster Mike Welch.
Yep,
oh, yeah.
Yep. And he'll be with Anthony. But on top of that, we have a special guest for that night as well, is Sugar Ray Norsha himself from Sugar Ray and the Blues Tones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to be playing mostly Anthony's record, or songs from Anthony's record.
Okay.
And whatever else they throw in their set. So, and after that would be Shamika Copeland, who's the daughter of Johnny Copeland, who's a well-known guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm looking at the lineup here. I'm just, it's really sweet, I got to say.
Yeah. So the lineup you're looking at is probably on our website, which is newenglandbluessummit.com.
Well, I was looking at the I was also looking at the Facebook event page, and I found it a little amusing that it starts with a golf tournament.
Actually, we're having that in the afternoon on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Before all the music begins.
Yes. Okay. And if Mike Zito and I believe Tommy Castro are able to make it in time to golf, you'll get to golf with them.
Oh, really nice. Yeah. Really nice. I mean, and it's a whole weekend thing. It's 3 days.
Yep.
And there's jams at the end of the two nights.
Yes,
the first two nights.
Yep, right after the headliner. It's an invitational blues jam, so whoever we've invited up can play. Obviously, the musicians who played that night will play if they want to. It depends, you know. Some of them could be tapped out. So
I have a hard time imagining that. Castro. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the lineup, and that was a...
And that's just the national acts, and the local acts we've got are pretty much legendary folks in the area.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking at the website now, and tickets are still available and everything?
Yeah, we have lots of tickets available for both nights.
Okay.
We have an all-day pass as well available for Saturday. And, of course, there's the weekend packages. We have weekend packages covers food.
Oh, wow.
The room.
Okay.
And, of course, the entertainment.
Yeah.
And resort amenities as well. They have a nice pool there. And the rooms are really nice, too, so...
Okay. Well, no, it's awesome.
And there's a gym there, too, so...
so you can work off all the food.
Yeah, you got to work out after the food.
But absolutely.
After the food, then you got to go right to the music, so...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But, I'm just picturing the jams that are going to happen at the end of the night.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, because that's when just... You know, Set list out the window.
Yeah. All heck breaks loose.
Oh, yeah. Just like, it's like, do the D. All right. You know.
Yeah. And they say, oh, this song is in key of G, whatever. And they start blasting away at it.
Yeah. And before you know it, it's 8 minutes later.
Yeah.
And.
Or it could be even half an hour.
Or half an hour.
You know, oh, wow. We just finished that one song, you know?
But let's get into a couple of the artists that are playing. Let's kind of go in order here. So we're going to start off with Johnny Hoy and the Bluefish, because they're opening the whole thing.
Yes, they are. In fact, they're going to be in the background in the lounge while patrons are coming in, or our guests, I should say, are coming in registering for the weekend.
Oh, okay. And this is also in Hyannis.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't mention that earlier.
Oh.
But
yeah, that would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Where is it in Hyannis? It's the, was it the Cape Cod Resort and Conference Center?
Yes, it is.
All right. All right, so let's hit up a couple of songs, and we'll talk in a little bit. Here is Johnny Hoy and the Bluefish, 91.5 WMFO.
How could I leave? I heard a voice, might have been my own. It almost told me which way to go. I had direction, I had momentum. Now look at me. You got to be some kind of film angel. Come down here to screen test me. As you call, you watch with interest which way I'll fall. I've always known you're out there. I always wanted you. We just don't know it yet.
WMFO Medford.
Somebody knocking on my door. Somebody knocking on my door. Thank you.
uniform. Well, I keep on calling, say I'm not at home.
that's going around. And when he plays that hound brown stuff, I shout, brother, that's enough. Yeah. Take me to the basement. That's where I wanna go. Where is the way down? Want it nice and slow. Make me shimmy from my head to my toe. And when you play that low down funky beat, want you to play it for me. Yeah. Take me to the basement. That's where I wanna go. Where is the way? Everybody's dancing.
shake your body, shake your body all night long. All right. Woo. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know it feels so good. Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting a little late. I think I better go home. I gotta get up early in the morning and go to work. You know what I mean? I think I'll see y'all later. But I'll be back tomorrow night. Same place, honey.
91.5. Nice vamping at the end there. All right. Yeah, that was Tony Lynn Washington with Down in the Basement. And our big blues block there, what before that was Anthony Girasi and the Boston Blues All-Stars with In the Quicksand Again. Moaning at Midnight from Mark T. Small. And we started that off with Johnny Hoy and the Bluefish. That was Film Noir Angel. They are all playing the New England Blues Summit. And they all happen to be from this area, which is really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And this basically it's kind of a who's who of the local blues scene.
Yeah.
With all these folks that will be playing. One other thing I do want to mention is that we also have a youth showcase that right now we have five lead players, going to be five guitarists.
Oh.
I'm sorry, four guitarists and one keyboardist who's going to play by herself. It's coming together. We've got it pretty much ready to go. It's just you got to work out some of the details on it. And that's going to be a lot of fun. That's from 12 to 2 on Saturday, the 29th.
Okay.
So it gives a chance for young folks to shine and play in front of an audience and get a little practice with that. And,
oh, absolutely.
Give them some exposure. And after that, there's a panel discussion of festival promoters and venue owners and whatnot, producers and promoters, going to be in that panel discussion, and they're going to be talking about aspects of the music business.
Okay.
Especially probably more focused on blues. Well, actually, it's pretty much focused on blues.
Of course.
What's really good about that is that they're going to be mingling about during the youth showcase. They're probably going to check that out and be a chance for the young kids to get exposure to these folks. And hopefully some connections will be made.
That's the best thing you can ask for.
Yeah, yeah.
In kind of these discussion, like industry panels and discussions of that sort. I'm on the website, which is NewEnglandBluesSummit.com, and you can get reservations. You can get you could get a whole weekend on the Cape.
It's quite a deal too, because for the weekend package, you get food, you get a room. The rooms are really nice, and of course the entertainment. Plus, you get resort amenities. Which includes a pool, a gym, and other things too that I'm not sure of, and of course the golf tournament on Friday.
Right. Yeah. Well, you started off with golf, and
four.
Right. Exactly. Not yet, but I'm looking at the non-local artists that are playing. I mean, you mentioned Anthony Gomes and Tommy Castro and Mike Zito are performing together, Six Strings Down. Let's see. Shamika Copeland, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Actually, Shamika Copeland.
Shamika.
Yeah, I know, with the I.
Yeah, it looks like Shamika.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Shamika. I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, I got tripped up on that myself.
But yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great weekend for anybody who likes, how do I put it? Band interaction, because we were talking off air about like blues and jazz music and how it's really based on people playing off of each other, so it's just the song.
Yeah, and that's especially going to be true during the jam session.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and a couple other things to mention. There's also going to be a farewell jam session on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
I noticed the
scheduled artists end earlier on Sunday.
Yeah.
So.
And one thing I talked to somebody recently about last year's who was in the business. And he made a comment about how all those artists were accessible.
So, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So fans will not only get the chance to see the shows and check out the music, and they'll also get the chance to talk to the musicians, and, you know, they get to talk shop, or they can sign autographs and whatever, that kind of stuff. So,
Well, hey.
And that's all weekend like that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But
we're really excited. We're looking forward to it.
But yeah, looking at the lineup. For anyone who really gets into blues music and likes to see it performed and expanded on.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm trying to push that because everyone knows no two shows are the same by the same artist.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless it's pre-recorded, but
yeah.
Musicians like this won't do that kind of thing.
Well, and the expanded on made a good point in that we got not just the musicians playing, we got also a youth showcase.
Which day is the youth showcase?
Pardon?
Which day is the youth showcase?
It's Saturday on the 29th.
Saturday the 29th, This is April 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Correct.
Just in case anybody missed it.
Well, they can go to the website, find all that.
They can go to the website. Yeah. That is NewEnglandBluesSummit.com. And there's a nice big ticket. It's a picture of a ticket. You can just click there and book, and
you get a choice to be the book on a weekend or getting tickets for whatever you want.
Yeah, you could do day passes and weekend passes without the overnight stays and things like that.
I did
see that.
There's a particular one. I don't know if it's still on the website where there's one available for just Saturday night, but you only get music and room. That's it. You don't get food. You don't get anything else. You don't get access to a lot of the amenities. So
it
won't be a lot of time. So
I'm looking at let's see the day shows, the day passes. There's one for Friday night. There's one for Saturday, just the show, and then there's one for all of the day stuff on Saturday and the show.
Yep.
So that's not too bad. That is not too bad at all.
Oh, we made it a point to break it out like that to give people a lot of choices of what they want to do. Like, for example, if they're very much interested in seeing Willie J. Laws, they can get the all-day pass and see him. Although I think he's actually in the lounge, so I'm not sure about that.
Nice. I'm looking at the weekend. There's the whole weekend, and then there's a Saturday night only big,
very basic,
all shebang. For one day, which is cool. All right, anything we're missing out on? I mean, I'm looking
I'm sure
at
I'm
all
missing
the info.
Something. We got a lot going on, so it's very easy to miss out on something.
We're going through notes here.
Well, the notes is really just talked about pretty much what I already mentioned. Oh, I will say one thing. During the panel discussion, legendary blues DJ Holly Harris would be the
moderator?
Moderator, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
And that one thing, Mark Too Small, who you played Morning at Midnight.
Yeah.
He's going to be with Dave Howard, who is a harmonica player for Young Neil and the Vipers, or Neil and the Vipers.
Okay.
Dave Howard and Mark T. Small will be doing an acoustic session in the afternoon on Saturday.
Oh, very nice.
So we got a lot going on.
Oh yeah, this for anyone into blues music,
or just into music in general. Yeah. Hey, go check it out.
And that is true. I mean, but it is going to be blues focused, so you have to have an appreciation of it. I mean, you don't want anyone saying, "Oh no, I was expecting piano."
Or if you're expecting to hear Metallica, or something
right?
Like
exactly.
That.
You're not going to get Metallica there. Yeah. All right. Well, let's play out with which one did we not play? I don't think we played Willie J. Laws.
Let's end it with that.
Let's play out with Willie J. Laws. So it is April 28th through the 30th at I want to get all the information right.
It's in Hyannis, Mass, at the Cape Cod Resort and Conference Center.
Okay. Yep, Cape Cod Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis.
Registration starts about 3 or 4, I think, but the golf thing starts at around 2.
Right, okay. So, I mean, get there early. Get there early,
yep.
Play a little golf, and then see a bunch of great musicians performing.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right. No, thank you so much, Dave Riley of the New England Blues Summit. Thank you so much for coming in.
And thank you for having us. The New England Blues Summit would like to say thank you.
Yes.
To you for having us do this.
And I liked the little promo photo that the Facebook photo thing that you, it was me in front of this very microphone.
Oh, that's funny.
Being all pensive. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, like you were wondering about me or something. What about this music that he's going to be put on?
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
All right, let's hit up some Smuggler from the Willie J. Laws Band. All right, thank you so much for coming in. All right, 91.5 WMFO.
Song about some cats from South Texas that were smugglers, some of the best in the business. So this song is for them. We'll be right back. I've hauled it once or twice, yes I have. Son, I'm gonna roll, roll, roll them dice. I've been a smuggler since the day that I could drive. There's a checkpoint in Laredo.